This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of The 99 Names. I am your host, Bilal Khan, and I am here tagging along with Ammar Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
And wa alaikum assalam. We are covering what name today?
Al-Ghani.
Al-Ghani. Ghani al-Hamid.
Yes, that's paired together a lot.
Yes.
Ghaniyun Hamid.
If you remember, if you're watching, if you've been following along, Hamid is one of the names that we probably covered several episodes back. And we mentioned Al-Ghani in that. So if you want to know what Al-Hamid is, Hamd, one deserving and worthy of all praise.
Yes.
And
so Al-Hamid is the one who is praiseworthy. And Al-Ghani is generally translated, if you were just to ask a person randomly off the street, what does Ghani mean? So if I were to say Bilalun Ghani, what would that mean? It means Bilal's got money. Yes, exactly. So that's what that means. However, there is, that's not what, it is wealthy, but there's a deeper meaning to that.
Okay.
And in reality, Ghina is to not be in need.
Okay.
And so when we say that a person
is different
is,
from a samad.
Yes.
Okay.
When we say, I mean, a samad, one of the meanings of a samad is the one who does not have any needs.
Right.
That's one of, and the idea here is that there's, I would say with regards to the names of Allah, you need to draw Venn diagrams. Because they will share, yes, that's a project for you. Because they will share some qualities.
Yeah.
But the names become, so they might meet in one of the layers. One of the layers of the name might be the same as another. But what will distinguish the name, they will they'll both have their distinguishing characteristics.
Okay.
Okay. So a samad, for example, one of the meanings of a samad, الَّذِي يَصْمَدُ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَائِقِ. He's the one who's not in need. That's one layer of a samad. But the other layer of a samad is the one who everyone is in need of him. Everyone's the one who goes to him for their needs. Whereas al-ghani doesn't carry that connotation. Al-ghani doesn't carry the connotation of everyone being in need of him and everyone, you know, coming to him for their issues and their problems and their, you know, needs. Al-Ghani is the one who does not need anything. And that's what we mean. When we think of a person being wealthy, in reality, what we are saying is that
financial
this person is not in need of anyone else.
Okay.
And so if that is the case, then our definition of wealthy does not have a particular financial threshold.
Okay.
Because if you make $30,000 a year, but you are not in need of anything more, then you are wealthy.
Because imagine a $30,000 a year income individual who is debt free and owns their home and their car.
And they don't need anything.
Yeah. And they probably grow food in their backyard or something, right? You see that in Hawaii, by the way.
That person's wealthy. Yeah. But you can be a person who's making $20 million a year and you're living a lifestyle that requires you to have $21 million a year.
Yeah.
And then you lose $5 million because of stocks or something like that. And that's when you see these people committing suicide and they're worth millions of dollars.
Or bankruptcy.
Or bankruptcy. They're still in need. They still, yeah. And so it has nothing to do with a person's actual income. It has everything to do with a lifestyle and, more importantly, a state of mind.
Okay.
And so if you have a heart that's content, as Imam Shafi'i says, if you have a heart that's content, then you and the one who owns the world are equivalent.
إذا كنت ذا قلب قنوع
فأنت ومالك الدنيا سواء.
Okay.
He says, if you are the owner of a heart that's content and you and the owner of the world are equivalent. Because at the end of the day, say for example, someone is...
I'm just wondering, to say that you're equivalent to the owner of the world, isn't that kind of...
It's not talking about Allah. It's talking about if someone, for example, ruled the world, or if someone you know, you say this person, you know, is on top of the world right now.
Okay, I gotcha.
Then you are the same. Now, so Al-Ghani, Allah Azza wa Jal calls himself Al-Ghani. He is the one who is free of need.
Okay.
Now, Allah is Al-Ghani and He is Al-Hamid. Those names are paired together a lot. Why? Because Allah does not need our worship and He does not need our praise and He doesn't need anything that we do. He is praiseworthy in and of himself. He is, in fact, he praises himself.
Yeah.
So he's not in need of anything that we do. And the best praise is the praise that Allah praises Himself with.
What was it that Rasulullah said? That we don't know how to praise
you. لا أحصي ثناء عليك. He would say, we don't have the ability to praise you. And more than that, the Prophet
except how you praise
sallam,
yourself.
You are as you praise yourself.
Okay,
in the Hadith Qudsi also,
yeah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O son of Adam, the same one that we quoted in a few episodes back,
yeah.
Hadith of Abu Dhar, He says, إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِ You will not reach the ability, humanity.
Yeah.
You won't ever reach the ability to benefit me, to benefit me. And you won't reach the ability to harm me, to harm me. I'm not in need of anything that you do. إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ It is simply your actions. I encompass them for you, and then I reward you for it.
Okay.
Point here being is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's not in need. Human beings, when they feel like they are not in need, their default is they become arrogant. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرَّجْعَى It's Surah
إِقْرَأ. إِقْرَأ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي
خَلَقَ Yes. It's Surah Al-Alaq.
Although, that, here's a trivia question. When was the rest of Surah Al-Alaq revealed?
That's a great trivia question.
You don't know the answer right now?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I thought you were setting me up to answer it.
Yeah.
Yourself.
No, I was, I was asking because I don't know.
Okay, me neither. So, to come back, Allah Azza wa Jalla says about humanity, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى That human beings become transgressive.
Yeah.
أَن رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى When they see themselves as being self-sufficient.
Okay.
So whenever a human being feels that they are غني, they no longer have that humility and they begin to transgress bounds.
You know, one of the thoughts I've always had, and I think I came down to the conclusion was, how do I seek emotional independence? Right? The idea of not needing anybody.
Mm.
Right? Because I'm like personally, I'm just an individual who's energized in the presence of people.
I'm going to show you a dua for that.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to conclude this session with. But the point here is I want you to pay attention to the nature of humanity that we transgress bounds when we feel like we are independent.
Okay.
When does a kid start talking back to their parents?
As soon as they start making some money.
As soon as they start making some money.
They even got a before car, that, they got though, a license.
Even before that, when they hit teenager
yeah.
and they feel independent in their thought, they went okay. through a stage where they needed their mom and dad to answer every question and they would answer 100 questions a day. And the people who had, you know, the most credible and were the greatest authorities on every subject in the world were their parents. My dad said so, my mom said so, and that was the argument that was good enough for that kid. And then they reached the age of 11 and 12 and 13. And at this point, they start to feel like they are intellectually independent from their parents. And then later on, it gets to being financially independent and physically independent. And all of these things are coming together. And so that's when Allah commands for us to humble ourselves to our parents, even as we are about to take flight. Allah tells us to lower the wing of humility towards our parents. That you make that dua and you say, Oh Allah, have mercy on them as they raised me when I was young. However, when it comes back to asking Allah, we should want to feel independent from everyone except for Allah.
Okay.
We're never going to be independent from Allah, but there's nothing wrong with me wanting to not have to depend on anybody else. And so one of the supplications that we're taught to make is to say, Allahumma akfini bihalalika an haramik. وَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاكَ
Okay, so slow that down.
Okay. Allahumma akfini.
Akfini.
You know what the word kifaya means?
Kifaya. No.
When someone says kifaya, Bilal, kifaya.
I have no idea.
Never heard that before?
I'd be like, أَنَا مَا بَفْحَمْش.
I like how you said that with an Egyptian accent. أَنَا مَا بَفْحَمْشِ. So, akfini.
Akfini.
Kifaya means enough, suffice.
Okay.
So when someone says kifaya, that means khalas, be done. That's enough. Like, be quiet.
Okay.
So akfini means suffice me. Oh Allah, suffice me.
Okay.
Bihalalika an haramik. Suffice me.
Bihalalika.
You know what bi means?
Yeah.
B means with.
Okay.
Halal, you know what halal means?
Yes.
Ka means?
Halalika.
Halalika. Your halal.
Okay.
Oh Allah, suffice me with your halal
okay.
over your haram. Meaning, suffice me with what is halal over that which is haram. Make what is halal sufficient for me
okay.
over what's haram.
So, bihalalika.
An haramik.
An haram.
An.
With ayn.
Yes.
An haram.
Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone, but I'm just going to write this down here. Maybe Bilal will finally.
Is there a name for this dua specifically?
No, not that okay. I can think of.
So I'll just type in Allahumma akfini
bihalalika
bihalalika
an haramika
an haramika.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're not going to finish yet. Waghnini.
Waghnini.
Okay. Here's where the relation comes in. Ghina. The word ghina. You're commanding.
Okay.
You're saying, and enrich me. Or, again, the meaning here is suffice me. Ghina means to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Waghnini bifadlika, with your bounty. Fadl means bounty. Lika.
Lika.
An man siwak.
So bifadlika.
An.
An.
Man.
Man
siwak.
Siwak. Okay, and break that down.
And suffice me.
Okay.
Waghnini.
So hold on. So start from the top. Allahumma. Oh Allah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Akfini.
Mm-hmm.
Makes or suffice for me bihalalika, with the permissible or with what you've made permissible. An haramik, and not from what you've made impermissible.
So Allah make my halal income enough for me,
yeah,
so that I don't have to seek out a haram income. Make my halal relationship with my spouse enough for me so that I don't seek out anything that's haram. Make everything that you provide for me in halal, make that enough for me.
Okay.
So that my eyes or my heart or my hands or whatever, they don't wander into that which you've made prohibited. Make that enough for me. Okay.
Okay.
So akfini bihalalika an haramik waghnini.
Okay.
Waghnini and means, and suffice me.
And suffice me, okay.
Bifadlika.
The, and suffice me your
with bounty, your bounty.
With your bounty.
An.
What's an?
Means from.
Okay, from. Okay. So from. Man siwak.
Whoever. Who, man means who.
Okay.
Siwak is other than you.
Other than you.
So suffice me from anyone other than you.
Now, this is a dope dua.
Thank you. So I didn't. I'm you're just like, translating.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Suffice me from anyone other than you. Yeah. Make me not have to depend on anyone other than you.
Okay.
Okay.
So Allahumma akfini or akfini.
Akfini.
Akfini. So like it's like an extension. Fini.
So it's ak, the principle in Boy Meets World.
Oh, Feeney.
Okay.
George Feeney.
Yeah, George Feeney. But no, that's too much.
Okay.
It's Akfini.
Oh, Akfini.
Yes.
Oh, Akfini bihalalika,
mm-hmm,
an haramika,
mm-hmm,
waghnini,
yep,
bifadlika,
mm-hmm,
an man siwak.
Yes. Oh Allah, suffice me with your halal over your haram.
Yes.
And make me not in need of anyone other than you.
Is this from like the Sunnah of Rasulullah?
Yes.
The like a hadith dua? Yes. Cool.
Authentically reported from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we end here asking Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us ghina of ourselves and enrichness of our souls and of our bodies, and not make us in need of anyone other than Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.